being impressed by somebody. People become impressed so quickly nowadays. On one thing that someone says or the way they behave, they become impressed by them, even if it is religious field or even business field. You saw someone's project, you saw their billboards and their advertising banners. The ad of their business is amazing, the profit margin is great. And a few days later, it is spread that the person in the business has become bankrupt. Our elders taught us one thing, that when someone offers unusual profit, then be prepared to scan him thoroughly in advance. Because it's not easy to give unusual amount of high profit in a business. So when they pledge to give double or triple profit, the person eventually loses even the normal profit. Right? And it's commonly found in women. When a marriage proposal comes from a big family, they think it's such a good proposal. They rush into accepting it in case they lose it. And there's another fear in the heart that someone else may accept this proposal, so they get impressed so quickly that they get the marriage and everything performed in a rush within a week. And then people come to them later telling them that they should have done all their checks thoroughly. So what our approach should be, that if we want to survive, then we need to understand the world and the people. So we should be very patient and we should consult with our elders and experienced people, whether it is about investing in a business, whether it is about trusting someone, or whether it is about a marriage proposal. And then it comes to religious personalities, as it is the time of social media. Before, people didn't have other access. They would listen to the lectures and speeches of only selected scholars, or they would learn from the masjid that they would visit. Now, on a click of a button, you have access to all sorts of clips of all backgrounds. Typing Islam gives you results of all sorts of people. People at times get impressed by listening to them, and at times they get confused as well. So don't follow this approach ever. What you first need to do is that you need to establish the fact that who are the rightly guided religious people, and then only follow them. Because there's a limit to what your mind can process, and you will get confused by listening to different things. Several thoughts will flow in your mind. So as it is said, Yagdar Gir Muhkam Gir. We know about our honorable muftis that alhamdulillah they are the people of knowledge. They are experts, they are of true beliefs, and they teach us the teachings of Allah and His Messenger. So just listen to them. If you go here and there, then you will fall prey to confusion.
We love Madani Channel.